at Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. On the fence about purchasing a new heating and air system? Now is the time to buy. We're offering up to 60 months financing on Trane heating and air conditioning systems. Call Best Care today to schedule your free in-home consultation. 624-1401, that's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
happy. It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that, man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was blissing, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is out of mission, everybody failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real, let you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That means my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Wednesday. It is November 14th, which means, John, we have seen the Tigers, the University of Memphis basketball team, in their first road test, really against their first true tough opponent. We saw a Tigers loss, no question about it. But I've heard from you, John Martin. I've heard you say it. I've heard others say it. I think there are a lot of positives to take out of that loss. None of us, at least, expected Memphis to go down there and win in Baton Rouge last night. They fall 85-76 at LSU. But I think we were all hoping to see a respectable performance. And, John Martin, would you say that was a respectable performance?
Yeah. I mean, moral victories are for minor league coaches. That's what Jay-Z once said.
I didn't say moral victory.
But
was it respectable?
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. I loved what I saw last night.
You're doing more singing on this show these days. I'm not sure if I like it.
From the
Where is that little soft voice from? Who is that?
That's Robin Thicke.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Robin Thicke. Yeah. So anyway, no, I loved what I saw last night. I can't lie to you. It was a loss, and we won't pretend as though it was not a loss. But I think, and I thought, and I think you agree, that there were a lot of positives to take out of that game last night.
Yeah.
And listen.
Some good, some bad.
Some pros, some cons. No surprises, though.
No, there's a lot of what we thought too, right? On paper, you could see the mismatch down low inside, and particularly with the depth, and that was evident clearly. And we said Memphis' guards would have to be good and have to shoot the ball well from the outside to stay in the game.
Right.
That occurred for the most part, and particularly from one player in particular, Tyler Harris.
No question about it. So we have a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to take your calls a little bit later in the show because we want to hear from you, let you sound off. Here's what we got going on the show today. At 12:25, Seth Greenberg is going to join us. We will talk to him about the University of Memphis, about college basketball, and more when we talk to him at 12:25. He, of course, is a college basketball analyst for ESPN. And then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Gary Parrish. Gary Parrish, of course, covers college basketball for CBSSports.com. Let me read you the summation of that game from him last night. I thought it was a good summation. This is what Gary Parrish said. That's a totally respectable performance for Memphis. started three first-year players, none of whom are as heralded as LSU's best four first-year players, on the road for the first time against a ranked team, hung around, encouraging effort. There you go. So we'll talk to Gary Parrish about all of that at 1:25. We had Norton Hurd IV in studio. He, of course, is the Team Thad program director and coach. And he called it, and he said, this is the game for Tyler Harris. This is where
he smiled. He said Tyler Harris shows up for big games.
He did
come on and get some, Tyler.
He did not want he did not even want to talk about the game against Tennessee Tech.
He wouldn't, like we mentioned it, like, almost like, hey, it's not going to be nice. Like, we were mentioning it in a positive way, right? It was almost like,
oh, of course.
Like he's put that out of his memory, right?
Exactly. That's what Tyler Harris
did. I see why.
Big game, Tyler Harris, 20 points. And listen, I want to make sure that we don't, you know, it was a loss.
Yeah, you say big game like it was a win.
It was a loss. However.
He was big. He was spectacular offensive.
It was an electric performance from Tyler Harris.
Told you about that range.
Our adopted son.
Told you about that range. I mean, you've been calling him the Steph Curry of Memphis High School basketball for a while. You saw some of it last night. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's got a 6'11 guy out on him up top. He's going to get his shot off. And people that wondered, okay, how's a guy at 5'9", about a 150? You see him when he got knocked out of the air by those three LSU guys? Boy, I mean, he just, it almost like a feather.
I was worried.
Like, he's tiny.
I thought that stretcher was coming out. I was a little worried.
Yet, he can get his shot anytime he wants. You saw it last night. You saw it last night against a very athletic LSU team. And I tell you what, they needed every bit of it. At one point in the second half, John, I'm saying when they're struggling a little bit offensively, I'm saying to myself, go ahead and take it, Tyler. Go ahead and, at this point, go ahead and let's see if you're how hot you are. Because I say that to say, of his 15, 16 shots he took, and I should have had that right in front of me, yes, 7 of 16 overall, none of them seemed to come out of the flow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, there were some. I mean, you saw some air balls. I mean, you wrote about this over at The Athletic. You got the whole experience, as you put it. I like the way you put it. But mostly in the flow, nothing forced. There were some ISOs where he's taking shots right out top and being guarded pretty closely. But for the most part, it didn't feel like he was trying to take the game over. It came in the flow, and that's what you want to see from him. Very impressive performance by Tyler Harris. I don't know how you weren't impressed by Tyler Harris.
Yeah, certainly, my prediction in the preseason of Tyler Harris leading this team in scoring is alive. It is alive. It was in jeopardy after the scoreless effort against Tennessee Tech, but it is now alive again.
It is again. I mean, Jeremiah Martin and Kevin Davenport on most nights, you would think.
Right.
That said, these kids showed us the type of explosiveness offensively, the level of potential that he possesses offensively. It's wow.
I got nothing but love for you, Tyler.
Well, now you see why Tubby wanted him so bad.
I remember those days very well. And it let us just remind you that if Tubby Smith was still the coach, neither Alex Lomax or Tyler Harris would be suiting up for the University of Memphis like they both did last night. So that should definitely be said. 6 3-pointers for Tyler Harris on the road, his first test for his first road test and the Tigers' first road test. So, I thought it was a good effort from him. And other than that, we knew going into this where the Tigers were going to fall short. We knew going into this game, especially with how LSU's front line is and how talented they are, that it was going to be a battle and struggle for them.
You saw how athletic Emmett Williams is with some of those dunks and putbacks. And then you saw how talented Naz Reid is, the bigger kid, 6'10", 250. I mean, you saw it early. He's hitting shots from the outside. The break for the Tigers with him, though, was the foul trouble. And you were able to keep him off the floor. I thought, for the most part, if you're talking about wanting to cut off their two best players, which clearly Naz Reid and Tremont Waters, I thought, John, for the most part, you hold those two to a combined 19. That's a good defensive effort. That's it. Did Tremont get loose in the second half and really start to create things for his bigs? Absolutely, that's what happened, and that's when LSU took control of the game. But for the first half, Tyler Harris had Tremont on his heels. He really did, and as a result, You didn't see Tremont take over that game like he did later. He was busy. He was so busy on the defensive end. I think Dane Bradshaw at one point said he was shell shocked.
Yep.
And you were right. You brought that up this morning.
A
guy smaller than him is out there giving him the business. Now, obviously, he gets comfortable. He takes over the game at the end of it. He gets easy. He looks for his bigs, and it's over. But defensively, for the most part, you want to take away some of their strengths, obviously. And for what they did against Nyes Reed and for the most part against Tremont until the end of the game, they were pretty solid against those
two. They were. They did especially a good job on Tremont Waters in the first half. Just team defense. Listen, I talked to several people about this last night for the story. I talked to an NBA scout who's in attendance. I talked to Dane Bradshaw. Everybody at university agreed that the game plan Penny put together last night was really good.
I liked it, too.
It was a good game plan. You know, and unfortunately, and that's going to happen when a team is young. Mm-hmm. They're learning how to finish halves. Mm-hmm. They got a little clumsy there at the end and let LSU go on a little bit of a run.
There was an opportunity there. I'm glad you brought that up. And I don't have this written down in front of me, but I remember it well because I went back and looked at it. They had an opportunity right there before that run to end the half for LSU. It's Rainier Thornton. Kareem Bruton's got a perfect drop-off for him, and Rainier misses a layup at the rim that would have given him a one-point lead. LSU runs right off after that. The thing about it was, and they run into halftime, I think they got a nine-point lead. The thing about it was, you and I talked about this morning, every time it looked like, till the very end, that LSU was about to, you know, take over, go on a run, Memphis responded. And that's why we were treating last night, man, this team's super small.
Right.
But they will respond. They will usually respond. And some of the adjustments Penny made, they looked pretty good. They responded last night when they got punched. That was good to see.
Yeah, they came out in the beginning of that second half. And, you know,
particularly when it's on the road in a hostile environment.
It would have been easy to at that point, coming out of halftime to let go of the rope and let LSU continue that run. They did not. And, you know, I think that was as impressive as anything else you saw last night. It was just, you know, they just answered the bell. They answered the bell. And listen, they didn't get it done. Tremont Waters had his way with them in the second half. There's no question about it. I know everybody's focused on the bigs, and that's a huge part of it, and the points of the paint discrepancy, which, again, we all knew coming into this game was going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was mostly, if you watch the second half, that was Tremont Waters taking over in the last 6 minutes. I mean, he was just getting whatever he wanted in the lane. And by the time he got so deep into the paint, the big had to help over because he was already past the initial guard. And that just left the big man on the weak side to come over, get an easy dunk. That happened, I don't know, three or four times. And really, in a nine-point game, that's going to be the difference.
Yeah, Memphis got destroyed in the paint. I mean, we've spotlighted some of the positive. Memphis got destroyed as we expected they would in the paint, 48-30. And just to stick with some of the positive before we get to some of the negative, because there were plenty of things too that would concern you. But Mike Parks last night obviously had not played in the exhibition games, was not able to go, could have gone, Penny said, in the Tennessee Tech game, but he wanted to save him. He's got back issues. Mm-hmm. Last night he's able to play in his debut this season as a senior, and he gives you 9 points and a team high, if you can believe it, 6 rebounds in just 15 minutes. They were getting killed on the boards early on.
Yep.
And after losing the board, you know, the rebounding battle to Tennessee Tech, I think by 7, you were like, holy cow, this is going to be off. I mean, it looked like a potential 15-17, you know, rebound differential possibly. They finish up 37-32. And I think a lot of that was Mike Parks. There's no question about it. Again, 9 and 6 in 15 minutes, that was a positive. And it was one of the things we said going in the game. You know, Penny has said against him when they got that rebound by Tennessee Tech was, oh, we were small. And, you know, we'll get Mike Parks in there and it'll be fine. He actually stabilized some things. Again, he's not an above-the-rim guy like those other, those athletic LSU bigs, but he knows how to use that body. And when he got in there, again, it helps stabilize things on the board. They're still going to have issues there. Clearly, they are. Isaiah Maurice showed he is not a guy who wants to get in there and mix it up and stick his nose in there with other physical bigs. That's just not who he is so far. You saw it against CBU and in Lemoine, a willingness to get in there. Well, that was CBU and Lemoine's, you know, it's not Division I. He's got to, you know, he's going to have to. Again, they talked to him at halftime. Looked like he came out a little charged in the second half, got a couple of blocks, a couple of rebounds. But that will be a focus for him, particularly with no Lance Thomas. They've got to be helped on the boards. But I thought for the most part, and I'm going to go back to Penny's plan, ton of pick and roll last night. Ton of pick and roll. And you're going to see a lot of that this season. But last night, it's the plan. Because, of course, you're bringing up that big, whether it's Keevan, whether it's Parks, whether it's Rainier, you're bringing up those bigs to bring LSU's bigs out. Mm-hmm. So the plan, of course, I mean, it's a smart plan. Bring LSU's bigs out and make them have to make decisions on the perimeter. I liked, to go back to your point, I liked Penny's plan. A lot of execution issues. Alex Lomax right. was not all that great.
Right.
Again, Keevan Davenport, 5 turnovers.
Yep.
That's going to kill you
yep.
with as, you know, as central as he is to things offensively. So a lot of execution issues.
Right.
But the plan Which itself, I thought, was good.
And the execution issues aren't a little...
to be expected.
Young
for
a team that's
yeah.
very new to each other.
No question.
You know, so that is going to happen. But I do think the major takeaway is, you know, nobody... I mean, Alex struggled. But no,
yeah, 1 of 9 from the floor.
Nobody really looked overmatched, including Penny Hardaway. You know, I just don't think anybody last night looked like they didn't belong.
That's a good point on Penny. I thought his adjustments were good. The plan was good.
You know, Memphis had to wait 5 years for Josh Pastner to get a top 25 win. I don't think that's going to be the case with Penny Hardaway. You know, I just think last night he showed this team is going to compete. It's going to play hard.
Mm-hmm.
If Tyler Harris can catch fire, you know, they will beat good teams.
Right.
And it just sort of to spin it forward, right? Because if Memphis does what they did last night against the majority of the teams in their conference, they're going to win the game. They're just going to win the game. And I look at last night and that effort last night, and it wasn't perfect, and they didn't shoot great from the field. I'm hoping Lomax won't continue to go 2 of 9, 1 of 9.
1 of 9, yeah.
You know, wasn't he 2 of 9 the game before? So, like, the struggle, I'm hoping he snaps out of that.
That is going to be, I told you, the story of his career. He's going to have those shots. He's got to be able to find a way to knock those shots down. But go ahead.
I look at the league that they're, you know, that they're in this year. It's down. There's just no reason why they can't contend.
Mm-hmm.
And not just top four. But I don't think you're crazy for saying, you know, if you're Penny Hardaway, we can go out and win this thing. I really don't.
Well, look, I mean, you got a guy that's AAC Player of the Year caliber in Jeremiah Martin. Alex Lomax has not the team's starting point guard. Let's nail that out. I mean, it's clear he's running the show when he's in there. He has not looked comfortable yet, right? I mean, and that's to be expected. I thought, John, and this is why I got to raise my hand, that he would be a little bit further along. Remember, he's been sort of polished for this, groomed for this for a long time under Penny Hardaway since the 6th grade. You know what I mean? I mean, again, Penny's a point guard. He's been kind of grooming Alex for this. He was pressing a little bit early, right? He's shooting the ball, and to a point, John, where I thought, man, this isn't you. You know what I mean? That will change. That will change. Hopefully for Memphis, I think this is another big key. Mike Parks, you can keep him healthy and keep that back okay to where he can give you more than 15. Obviously, last night they're being cautious. Again, he plays just 15 minutes. You need him healthy because, like last year in AAC play under Tubby Smith, this guy became a rock for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, again, 9.6 rebounds. That 6 rebounds leads him in 15 minutes. You can tell, again, he's going to have to do that again with this squad. And he looks like he's got, if you can keep him healthy, he's looked like he's got the potential. I say all that to say, you know, you got Tyler Harris. You've got Kareem Brewton, I thought, last night, you know, a couple of turnovers, yes, but, you know, 2 of 3, he goes 1 of 2, 2 of 3 from the floor, 1 of 2 from three, and he gets 2 steals. He creates chaos, and there's an opportunity there. I thought he should have played a little bit more, quite frankly, but you're going to roll with your guy, Alex Lomax. But my point is that all that stuff's going to get better, and it goes back to what you said. You put all that in the AAC, an AAC that's clearly down. We've already seen UCF lost. We've seen Wichita State. We know they're rebuilding.
Yep.
We've seen some of the teams struggle already. There's no reason to think this team can't compete for an AAC title. And I still think it's what we said beforehand, John, looking at this game. They've got the most talent of any team in the AAC. You know? Interesting Wynja didn't play last night.
It was. I mean, I can only assume that they don't feel like he's ready for that kind of stage. You know, which is fine. I mean, listen,
strength was going to be an issue last night. I mean, Tyler's, you know, he's getting his stuff off. But, you know, last night against a team that big, that athletic, strength was going to be an issue. Maybe that's one of the reasons Wynja didn't play.
So, yeah, listen, I mean, in terms of results that Memphis has had the last few years, I think that is, even though it was a loss, they did cover. Tyler played well. They competed. They played hard until the end. They led in the second half, you know. Well, what short of a win, can you ask for?
I like what you – there's not many losses you can point at and say, and we don't do the moral victory stuff here. It's an L, and that's going to be an L on your resume for the rest of the year. Now, that said, sort of had the same feeling after this game, and I think many Memphis fans did, as after, you remember a few years ago, and I think we might have even brought this up on the show, the loss to Florida at Madison Square Garden, a ranked Florida team that year that Memphis was up there playing them in New York. And I want to tell you that was Four Kings year, and they went on that year to win the five games against ranked teams. That was a loss that you felt like, you know what? This team's going to be our. I remember walking out of MSG that year, back to my hotel to go write. I'm walking out with Jeff Goodman, and he said the same. He said, this year's going to be different for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were right there in that game. If y'all remember, Joe Jackson, I think, had a shot to win it there at the end, and they just missed knocking off a ranked Florida team. I want to go back to the feeling afterwards, similar, that, yes, you lost to a ranked foe here, this one down in a true road game, but that it's going to, you still got that same good feeling afterwards that things are going to be all right. I'm with you. It's not going to take 5 years for Penny Hardaway to knock off a ranked team. That's going to happen sooner than later. Lot to work on, clearly. That rebounding is an issue.
Yep.
Got to keep Mike Parks healthy. Got to find a way to get Alex Lomax comfortable. But there's a lot to like, too, about this Memphis team. It turned out just about how I think we thought it would.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. What did you think? 535-3776, 535-3776. Your opportunity to sound off on Penny's first real chance to show the world what Memphis basketball was going to look like on his watch when we come back. 901-535-ESPN. Your calls when we come back. 93.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. And at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country. And it's the place to go if you need a new suit. Because James Davis right now has great deals on Paul Bettinelli suits. And Rob Joyner is here to tell you all about them.
Gary, these Paul Bettinelli suits are incredible. In my 40 years in the business, I hadn't seen quality like this at this price. Two suits for $7.95, usually $5.95 each. They use high-twist, Nanolux, year-round weight wool. It's water-stained, wrinkle-resistant. They're five solids, three patterns to choose from. We have a classic fit, athletic trim fit for every body size, from 36 short to 52 long. They're altered perfectly to your specifications, and, of course, the alterations are free.
So where are you going to get that new suit you know you need? The answer is James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. Again, right now, you can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. That's two for just $7.95. You want to know what they look like? Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. That's the number. This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need. They've also been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigator ever, the legend Andy Wise.
Gary, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses, and Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. You know, for over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. What I've discovered in my partnership with them is if you want reputation, if you want locally owned, if you want an impeccable record, you want Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is the number, 360-9679. If you want to deal with somebody you can trust, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For all your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Now get $6,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Smith drives to the goal line. Johnson drives the lane.
You need drive to win the big game, and now you can drive to Tunica on I-269, the fast track to Tunica. To enjoy the big game at Tunica's all-new sports boats, along with dining, concerts, and more. I-269 now open. All new Tunica Sportsbooks now open. Drive to win and log on to win today. TunicaTravel.com/drive to win.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Did you see the Great White Hope last night? I told you about this kid.
McClung?
Yep.
I saw him. Man, a reverse dunk, reverse layup.
Say it with me. Great White Hope. Great White Hope.
Great White Hope. Dunk. He's got some swag to him. I'll give it to him.
No, I don't know. I don't think he's an NBA player, so that's going to hurt.
How tall is that dude?
6'3", right? Something like that.
Is it Mac McClung?
Mac McClung.
I like his name.
Is he the most athletic white basketball player we've seen in a while?
Since Grayson Allen,
you're right. Yeah. Grayson Allen's pretty athletic. He'll cram on you.
He will if he catch you slipping.
Yep, you're right.
Yep.
So that's the Great White Hope.
He
plays for Georgetown, and they got a win last night on the road, 88-80. The Tigers, your University of Memphis Tigers, came up a little bit short on the road against number 22-ranked LSU, but there were some good things to take out of it, I think. What did you think of Penny's first real test at the University of Memphis? 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to James Wiseman's mailman, Rodney. Rodney, what'd you think?
Listen, they played a respectable game, but those seniors are going to have to step up.
No doubt.
You know, they were actually the cause of them losing, because if they would have stepped up and even scored half of what they scored in the last game, the Tigers would have won. So I'm not going to say just because LSU had the height, because you had teams that had height, but you had other teams who were scored proficiently and have beat teams with height. So that's no excuse. And one other quick one thing I want to mention. Jason, stop making excuses for the Wendy guy, man. He's a ball player. What kind of strength do you need to play basketball, man? Look at Tyler Harris. Do he have more strength than Wendy? Stop making excuses. Put the dude on the floor and let him get his cuts and bruises and break out of that anxiety or whatever he's going through. Put him on the floor, man. Stop with all this sissy talk. These are men. Play basketball.
You act like I decided not to play him. We're trying to figure out why he didn't play.
But you said it's because of his strength. He's not strong enough, so they didn't play him. Man, come on. This basketball, man. Reggie Miller never lifted a weight. He was skinny and he played ball. Allen Iverson was skinny and he played ball. It ain't got nothing to do with strength when you're shooting. We want him to shoot threes. That's what we got him for, right?
Then tell Penny that. I didn't play him, bro. We're trying to speculate on why he wasn't in the game last night.
All right.
Who's making excuses for him?
Hey, let me give this message to Dunsley, Jaquarius, and James. If James was playing for the Tigers last night, we would have won. So come on, James. Let's come on to Memphis, man.
Hey, Roddy, appreciate
that
the call.
I agree with you on.
And that's what I mean. James Wiseman is if he's on the roster, they win that game last night.
Act like I'm David Winge's agent or something.
Well, you know, he's right. I mean, Reggie Miller never did lift a weight, and he played in a lot of games.
Man, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It ain't just about the strength. It's about readiness. I mean, that's what it's about.
Exactly.
Clearly, he was not ready. I mean, that's fine. They didn't. You get 4 years. You get 4 years to be a contributor, okay? It's not over for David Winge. Let's go to Toby in Whitehaven. Toby, you're on.
Oh, my God. Do you know those glasses that those real dark glasses that people wear after they get eye surgery?
Yep.
Man, I gotta wear those for like 48 hours after watching Alice Lomay shoot that jump shot on national TV. Man, I was like, oh my god, who told him to come out and start shooting like that? But other than him having a bad game, I think I was really encouraged, you know, by the guard play. And you know, we're getting. My question is this. How long can Penny or will it start to be a resentment that he's gonna have to manage between the guards and the bigs if the guards keep coming out and playing lights out and on fire and they keep getting put in bad situations because the bigs are not rebounding or defending the basket? I mean, that, you know, I feel like even if they got our rebound, if they could have just defended the basket a little bit better, we would have had a better chance to win. And another thing I wanted to say, it was a point in that game. Well, I realize the NBA is ruining basketball. And the reason I say that is because I was watching Rainier throwing, and do y'all remember when he did like a side step back three-pointer? And I was like, he kind of looked like LeBron when he shot that, and it went in. And then he turned right around and missed the layup right in front of the goal, and I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, right, and they just went on a run after that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, it's amazing that they work on step back threes and can't make layups, you know, because this is what they're watching in the NBA. But, you know, all in all, it was encouraging, like you guys said. I think they're gonna kill some AAC opponents though. If they come out and play like mm-hmm. that, they're gonna run through the AAC. But and as far as what that last caller said with David Wenjen, if you watch that first, he must have seen the first game, because if you watch that first game, it's obviously. He's physically not ready. If you were overwhelmed by Tennessee Tech, Penny did him a favor by not putting him on the floor against them. You can't get his confidence shot that early in his career. So, you know, he's just going to have to get some reps against lesser opponents. And yeah, that's a you know, project. Hopefully by his junior or senior year, if he sticks around, he'll be better. But, you know, but my biggest takeaway from that game, like I said, I was encouraged by the play. And I want to know what you guys think later on in the season, if things keep going that way, is there going to be some bad feelings between the guards and the bigs? Yeah. And is Penny going to be able to manage that?
Toby, appreciate the call, man.
He brings up a good point about Lomax. Lomax was not great last night. That said, in defense of him, he was the one guy that had a positive plus minus. Now, y'all know how plus minus is. It can be a little funny sometimes.
You can manipulate it.
Yeah, you can't. But that said, here's the deal. I told you I'd have liked to see a little bit more Kareem last night as opposed to Alex, because Alex is struggling offensively. Here's the deal, but let's look big picture on this too. It ain't about this year, right? It's about making sure that it's about developing guys and getting ready. So I think, John, Kareem Bruton helps you maybe last night while Alex is struggling, maybe gets you a little bit more. He doesn't win the game for you probably, but maybe you're a little more in it. Maybe he's a little bit better option for you last night. There's also, well, Kareem Bruton ain't going to be around next year.
Right.
And so it's how much do you stick to your own guys, right, to get them ready for what's the important stuff, which starts in 2019-20, mm-hmm. and how much do you play to win right now? Last night I thought there was an opportunity with Alex struggling a little bit. Hey, get Kareem, because, again, the minutes, Kareem gives you, what, 18 minutes? Alex Lomax plays 23. They're obviously, from a scoring standpoint, Kareem gives you more. There were opportunities last night where you needed buckets. That said, resentment between guards and bigs, I doubt that. If there's going to be any resentment at all, I think it'll still be, you know, how much Penny is playing Alex Lomax. Just the stuff we thought before the season.
Right.
Is Penny going to keep his guy, Alex Lomax, out there while others make mistakes and get pulled off the floor? Now, that's not something we've identified. No, but it was something we said before the season could, you know, lead to, mm-hmm. hey, is a guy buying mm-hmm. into his role? How's he feeling about the other guy? So I think it would more be there and positions there as opposed to bigs resenting guards and guards resenting bigs.
Right.
There's clearly a difference in what you've got on both sides. But
I think everybody understands that.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
For the most part.
I like the point about Wenjen, though, because I think he's right. I think in that game, maybe he doesn't, you know, maybe he even embarrasses himself, hurts his own confidence.
Yep. Let's go to McKenzie. McKenzie and Bartlett, you're on.
Hey, Jason and John, how y'all doing, man?
Well, brother, how are you?
Good.
Hey, y'all want to hear something real funny but true?
Let's hear it.
Me and the wife is pulling up now at the house. We just left from LSU. We was at the game last night.
Okay. Good for you.
We made the trip down to the game, and we really enjoyed it. And I'm going to tell you what I seen last night. I seen a great team, well, a good team, well coached. Lomax is going to want that bench eventually. If Sam Mitchell have anything to do with it, he's going to have to sell off a one-point guard at this time, and that's going to have to be Harris or Bruton. And the big guys, the seniors, got to play better.
No doubt.
But the guys played a great game. They had a chance to win that game, but the seniors didn't come through. You know, but I'm going to tell you, in time, like you guys say, they are going to upset someone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win some ball games. But we really had a good time, man. We seen something last night we've never seen. Why they do the cam thing. If your picture pop up on the big screen, you got a kid, then they had the Walmart $100 giveaway for the best dancer. I started to get up and do that, but so many kids are doing it. So some of the 12-year-old fed little kid won that. But we had a great time last night, man, and we're going to be going back soon. We're going to make some of the road trips this year.
Were you there to LSU? You can confirm this or not. Did LSU play Hardaway, the Derez Deshaun song? Did they play it over the loudspeakers? Were you in there for that?
Oh yeah, I was going to tell you that. My wife noticed that. They told them to turn that song off.
Mm-hmm.
They started playing it. And my wife said, what is that song? That's spinning. She said, oh, they told me. The white guy walked up to the black guy, which is the DJ, sitting right there with the band, and told him, he just gave him a little hand saying, singing to turn it off, but they did. So,
wow.
Yes, sir, I was there.
Wow.
And it was the black guy, the DJ, and he was right there beside the guy that played them drums. That little white guy was playing them drums, man. But it was a guy sitting right there beside, standing beside the DJ like he might have been over all, everything is going on. And they had the Penny song that come on that they play here.
They cut that thing off.
Song, and the guy did something, gave him a little hand. See, my wife said, do you see that? She said, I never heard the song, but that guy told me. And he cut it off.
Dang.
But it was real nice, though, man. It was real cordial, friendly there and everything. But we had a great time. We had a great time, but I was going to say something about that, but they did tell them to turn their Penny songs off.
Dig that.
Man, glad you made the trip.
McKenzie, thanks
and
for the call,
and got back
man.
Safe. Appreciate
535-3776, 535-3776. What'd you think of the game last night? Penny's first real opportunity to show the world what Memphis basketball is going to be about. Let's go to Spencer. Spencer, you're on.
Hey, man. I just want to say I'm a freshman at the U of N.
Okay.
And I just got two things. I'm going to be real quick. Okay. Obviously, we need to get better at rebounding. And but I think if we use Jeremiah Martin a little bit more, I think he was here through all our losing last year. I think he will have kind of a level head. I thought Tyler Harris was getting kind of mad when his shots weren't falling in the second half. So that's really, I just think we need to get Jeremiah Martin in more. And I don't know. I'm excited for the future. That's really all I got.
Dig that.
Appreciate the call, brother.
Appreciate the call. Now, I got a tweet from...
Now, Jeremiah did play a team high 32 minutes.
Yeah. I got a tweet from NDQ, and I haven't heard this brought up yet. But he asked, is Victor Eno not good enough to get on the floor?
Now, I was wondering that last night myself. Again, you see Maurice, you know, Isaiah Maurice struggling out there.
Yeah.
Again, he was better in the second half than he was in the first half. You tell me. I mean, if you're watching and the coaching staff is deciding, no, we don't want to try that option, whether that's Wingett or Eno, I'm with you. I had some of the same questions as you listeners and you tweeters. Well, why not give Eno a shot? At least he's got the build to push some of these guys around. He's so raw offensively, though. But if they're not doing it, right, they must feel, to your point, not ready.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I did wonder that, though, last night. When you're getting killed out there, and early on, Isaiah Maurice doesn't look like he wants any part of it. Where was Victorino again?
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting.
They must have felt they're not ready.
Let's go to Steven in Jason's old town, Raleigh.
Steven from Raleigh checking in. What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Oh, man, look, I love the game. Like, man, everybody, this is just first impression from the call. Everybody's being way too hard on Alex. He's got to take open shots. You don't ever want him in a position where he's not taking open shots.
Yep.
He'll play fine going forward. He'll be all right. But I wanted to get there was so many good takeaways, right? But what stood out to me was two things, and they go hand in hand. Kenny's, his awareness, his ability, he was stopping the runs with his timeouts.
He was.
I loved the usage of timeouts by Penny.
Yep.
And the guys totally responding to those timeouts, totally responding to the runs. It speaks to what's going on as a whole with the coach staff and the players. I mean, it's all going well. And
real quick, I'll get off the phone with you guys. What stood out is could be problematic just watching the guy. So if we're going to do the press the entire game,
mm-hmm.
the bigs are getting tired. There's a lot of blow-bys. They're not, you know, we're giving up blow-bys.
Yep.
Sometimes those can spark runs, you know. So I just wonder if sometimes maybe we ought to get back off the press a little bit just to give the guys a chance to get a breather while they're on the court. Tell me what you guys think about that. I'll hang up and listen.
Some great points, number yep. one. First things first is on Lomax. I thought he makes a good point. I did, and other callers have spent a, you know, good 2, 3, 4 minutes on Alex when last night wasn't on Alex. That's clear. The guys that have said, and that last caller just did, that it really was on Davenport and Martin. I mean, those are the guys in an environment like that
yep.
have got to lead you through. Davenport was not good enough with the 5 turnovers. Martin, 1 of 7 from 3. So both of them, I think that's right. You cannot put this on Alex Lomax, a freshman, you know, starting point guard. It's on your seniors to lead you through. The second point about pressing, it's interesting because I pointed this out after Tennessee Tech, and I think it was part of the reason why Lomax was sitting. You saw last night, and you saw on that Skylar Mays dunk. Now, this doesn't go to the press, but it's part of it. When Memphis's guards gamble and miss, Tyler Harris was the guy that did it on the Skylar Mays dunk in the yep. play that's on SportsCenter, the top 3 right now. It's a bucket because mm-hmm. you do not have the kind of bigs that are a threat defensively at that rim, that are a protector for you. So to go back to his question about the press, you get behind, you get past those Memphis guards, you get past it. The only thing those bigs can do is try to take a charge, and you saw a lot of that last night. They can't challenge you at the basket in most instances. They're going to try to take the charge, and if you're playing against a good team, that team's probably going to score. It's a run at the basket that they're going to score on. And so, to his point, look, from what we know, Penny Hardaway going to press all game long, all season long. But I think he brings up an interesting point that with where you are right now with your bigs, right, and how thin you are there, and particularly how, you know, ineffective they are in terms of rim protecting,
yep,
you might have to back off a little bit. You might have to. It's yep. a good. I thought that's a great observation.
Let's go to Justin in Cordova. Justin, you're on.
Hey guys, love the show. First time caller.
Thank you, brother.
Just a few things from last night. I think nobody expected us to have a legitimate shot to win this game. I mean, I thought it'd be competitive, but man, we played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
A few things I thought we could have done better though is Tyler Harris was going off in the first half. And we didn't get him the ball enough in the second half. We were
Agreed.
Spending too much time trying to get these seniors going, and they didn't have it.
Agreed.
Another thing, I thought when LSU started to press, we kept settling for layups and short shots by the rim, and their bigs were just defending those too heavy. We couldn't hit it. We needed to shoot some more threes in the second half.
Well, they shot a lot of threes now. They shot 30 threes.
Yeah, 10 of 30 overall.
I know it, but we need to get Tyler the ball.
How many threes you want to take, man? 42?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're hitting them, man, let's go.
Justin, appreciate the call, man.
Real quick, Chandler Lawson looks like to Oregon.
Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon for Mr. Lawson. Good for him.
Yes, good for him.
He
decided to announce that I've decided to continue my athletic and academic pursuit for excellence at the University of Oregon, which was the buzz mm-hmm. of late.
It was the buzz indeed. 535-377-6535-ESPN. Let's go to Ace downtown. Ace, you're on.
Hey, guys. First, I've been wanting to call about the Adam Schefter, man. Congratulations. I didn't know you guys were big time like that.
Adam All Schefter? Right. About getting him
man,
on?
Man, we called on September 11th. I was like, Adam Schefter's on? Jason and John? I was like, oh, crap.
Well, we appreciate it.
We're trying, man.
You guys are big time like that, man.
Nah, we're trying.
Anyway, I've been wanting to call since then. But anyway, this just shows me that Memphis is a top 25 team. I mean, nobody expect them to win this game in Baton Rouge. Imagine if it was at home. I mean, this is a team made up of mostly freshmen here. And think about next year. I just think we're in the right direction. This put Memphis on the map. This was a great game early in the season. You need a loss like this to build the team. You can learn a lot from a loss like this.
That's true.
And I'll tell you what, this put them on the map. I mean, this opened some eyes for some people. We hung in there with LSU. Now let's see how the rest of the season goes. You know, we're going to make the NCAA tournament. We're going to make a run. I just think it's nothing but a great future for Memphis here, and I'll get off the line and listen.
Ace, appreciate the call, man. Yeah.
I think that's what matters. Is it matters what you think, the fan thinks. I mean, you and I can break this thing down, X's and O's.
We will.
And if we like Penny's plan or not, but it more matters how y'all feel. That's why we're doing the calls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to what Penny says, it's your program. And if you feel that way coming off a loss,
Well, that's what this program needs, right? Okay. That's what matters the most.
Absolutely. Let's go to Marty. Marty, he's driving back from LSU. Marty, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I tell you what, I was a few rows behind the LSU bench, and their fans were oohing and aahing every time Tyler Harris pulled up and took a shot. And they couldn't believe the range, and honestly, I could. It's the first time I've actually been that close and seen him play, but. Man, you could just tell, like, LSU could just throw the ball off the backboard and go get it because our bigs were that's going to hurt us all year. That's mm-hmm. the only thing. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like Lomax was fine. I felt like Harris was fine. You know, I mean, the first road game, that place isn't really a raucous environment, I would say. Okay. I mean, they got loud, but I think Memphis kind of kept the crowd out of it for a lot of that game. Mm. There weren't a lot of Memphis fans there, but, you know, Harris coming down and hitting those threes, and, I mean, it got real quiet, and then, I don't know, I think that we'll be fine. They did better than I actually thought they would do, so, you know, especially, and LSU's damn good, and that Nas Reed, man, that guy needs to be playing for the Grizzlies. That guy's a load.
He is, man.
Yeah, he's big time for sure. Marty,
appreciate
the call.
Safe travels coming back home.
Yep, 535-3776, 535-3776. We got time for a few more. Let's go to Josh in East Memphis. Josh, you're on. Josh. Josh ain't with us. Let's go to Bill. Bill in Nutbush. Bill, you there?
What's up, guys? Yo. I'm here, man. Hey, you know what? I think a couple questions were answered last night. Number one, Penny can coach. His staff is awesome. He listens to them. He's not ego-driven. Obviously, we knew that. So those timeouts, the guy mentioned earlier about the timeouts at the right time was awesome. The team, somebody mentioned this before the game. They were talking about it. His team plays so freaking hard. It's ridiculous. And that's one way you know, the press, you got to continue to press. You try to wear the other team's bigs down. The thing is, we're judging that all our bigs. I mean, obviously, our rebounding is going to be an issue. But that team is ridiculously huge and big on the boards. They're going to out-rebound everybody in the SEC except maybe Kentucky. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do Kentucky as well. And Tennessee's going to be a tough one. But they have a huge inside game, and that's what they live on. I noticed the thing, though, their superstar point guard was basically negated majority of the game because of our quickness and our aggressiveness. I love the pressing. The pressing creates more shot mm-hmm. opportunities, so it lessens the effect of a superstar on the other side, and it just spreads the game out more. I love it. I love the style. I knew he was going to do it, and I just love the way. I love Tyler Harris shooting it from 40 feet because it completely destroys your defensive strategy. You have to just say, where is he? We have to find him, and it messed him up a few times, even with those guys, those huge guys. But I love the game. They did everything I thought, and I'm just waiting for it. This is going to be a great, surprisingly great season. And we were talking down the 30 recruiting class. This team is going to be outstanding, and they're going to play so hard. This is going to be a team you're going to love to watch them play.
Yep, I think that's absolutely true. What I said over at thanks for the call, Bill. What I said over at the Athletic is that, listen, this is going to be a team that competes and plays hard and allows this city to reinvest in its basketball program again.
Mm-hmm.
Time, emotions, you know, getting back to the Forum, getting back on those road trips. You know, it's been detached the last few years. And I really believe this is, you know, again, this isn't the final or the finished product. You know, James Wiseman ain't playing for Memphis yet. DJ Jeffries ain't here yet. He signs later today. But I really do believe this will be sort of the bridge. This team will serve as the bridge between the years that have gone by where it wasn't as exciting to, you know, potentially top 10 teams.
Right.
If James Wiseman obviously enters the fold. So there's no question about that. And then last word on this, let's go to John in Olive Branch. John, you're on.
Yes, sir. LSU was slaughtering me.
Okay.
If we had one big man that could hit the board, I think we would have beat them.
Mm-hmm. They didn't look all that well coached to me. I'm with you, John, on that part. They got athletes.
They really did.
Yeah.
But when we
they got three freshmen, too.
Look, I would have gave Harris and Martin the green light because they could not stop those two.
Tyler had the green light.
But he didn't shoot the second half. Why?
Well, he came out for a little bit for defensive purposes.
I agree, John. He should have shot more in the second half. I'm with the caller on that one.
but
that he should have shot more in the second half.
I mean, but it's not like he was being held back by the coaching staff.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You know, I mean, he had it.
That's all him. Yeah,
he had freedom.
And I think he's got that is the point. He's got the green light from Penny to do that.
I mean, listen, I think that's
and right. Jeremiah Martin's got it too. I mean, he goes 5-13, 1-7 from three. Jeremiah got that green light. There's no question about it. But I'm feeling what the caller's saying though. On a night like that, where particularly in that second half, where you start to bog down, you just you got so much potential there with Tyler to get back in it so quickly.
Yeah,
you know,
they ran sets to get Harris open. You know, they did. And I think with a guy like him, you have to do that, you know. And and he's going to take some shots that you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, you better be ready to live with that because you've seen what the other side of the coin can show you.
That is the Tyler Harris. It's like it's a white knuckle roller coaster
ride. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Yeah. I mean, and the shots. Is his range not amazing for that body?
It is. It's crazy. It's
like
crazy.
I didn't have that kind of strength at that point in my life when I was his size, right, to flick it. Like he does from 40, you know what I'm saying? And you saw that he's taking shots. His legs are cocked out. He's off balance. That dude can get his shot off in anything. It's frankly physically amazing.
Yep, it definitely is. We're fans here of Tyler Harris. All right, when we come back, lots more to come. Seth Greenberg is going to join us at 12:25. We will talk to him about college basketball, about Penny's not debut, but his first real test. I keep wanting to call this a debut because it kind of does feel like it, but it's not.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech felt more like exhibition status.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Ask Seth about Tennessee, too. They went over Georgia Tech last night.
Lots to get to with Seth Greenberg. We'll do that at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card. Yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark cards are buy three, get three extra bucks rewards. Plus, Ghirardelli chocolate is BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Lads, up your life with Lads.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is the hottest new restaurant and event venue in Memphis and a great place to watch football near the University of Memphis campus. Place is amazing, has more than 30 big screens so you can watch whatever game you want to watch all while grubbing on Cajun food and wings at our top shelf. Daily drink specials are available. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 4 to 9. Ladies night is Thursday, and Sunday they have the Bluegrass Brunch, which is always fun. It's never too early to start booking holiday parties. So go ahead and do that and go get your fill of fun food and football at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on the web, thebluffmemphis.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Billy Richmond, y'all. The former University of Memphis basketball player is now maker of Memphis's finest chicken wings. And when I tell you that, I'm not blowing smoke. They are that good. Best wings, party hole, boneless, however you like them. I like them boneless. You can call them chicken nuggets if you want to. They got the best premium flavors. Ain't that right, John?
They do. Let me read you a testimony. I know we talk about the Wing Guru every day. You've heard us talk about
the Wing
Guru.
I like testimonies.
But I have a testimony. It's from Christopher. It's on Facebook.
Okay.
And he said, the highlight of the Grizzlies game last night was the Wing Guru.
There you go.
I listen to Jason and John pretty much every day and always hear them talk about the Wing Guru. But, man, I had no idea they were this good. I had the dry season, and they were some of the best season wings I've ever had. No exaggeration. That is a testimony from a Memphian.
Did you just make that up? Because good. No, I mean, it almost seems fake.
He wrote it. I'm reading it right now. He's on Facebook.
Holy cow.
Christopher.
Well, I mean, there you go. It's not just Jason and John telling you. It's Christopher as well.
Yes.
Appreciate that testimony.
Yeah, what more do you need?
5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road, and the big one, as Christopher just pointed out, down at FedEx Forum for all your Tigers and Grizzlies games, the Wing Guru blowing up. Billy Richmond is the best. When you see him, you tell him that Jason and John sent you. Please.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. When I was rolling into work today, you know, because this is what we do. Bennett tells me we are a public service. Bennett, are we?
Yeah, you got to get in.
Are we still a public service?
All day.
Is that what we are? That's what we aim to be. Mm-hmm.
Bennett, get in here. He got a big boy tires, big boy Jeep.
He does.
You run rolling around in that V6.
I do have a Challenger. That's right.
I got a Mazda, but it's got some good tires on it.
Okay. Did you get some new tires?
It's about relatively new.
Okay. Good for you.
Just
man.
For that snow, just so I wouldn't be sliding around in it if it came down.
Okay.
So I'm ready to roll, John.
Snow was coming down when I came into work this morning.
Will you stop it?
I'm being
serious.
This
isn't like real snow. This is like a spit up.
Dude.
Spit it.
They are closing schools.
Just exactly. Exactly.
You know why they're closing schools.
Why?
Because, a half inch will shut us down. It's the right move because we can't drive
that's what
in
I'm
this
saying.
Stuff.
Like,
I mean, we don't do snow well here.
Real snow is the end time.
How much is out there?
Nothing.
That's right. But is it a quarter inch, half inch, anything?
Well, it's,
nope.
They always say it's not about the snow. It's about the sleet. And the ice.
I thought it's about the overnight freeze, Bennett.
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're scared of,
you know,
right?
I also saw that they are closing down a couple Shelby County schools early because they don't have heaters or their heaters aren't working. One of the schools.
Why
our alma mater.
Bennett, are you okay?
Huh?
Are you all right? I sense a little bit of difference in the blanket of late.
Yeah.
Are you
good.
Okay?
Yeah.
Were you? We've heard from listeners and Tigers fans. You've heard from us. Your take. On last night, how encouraged are you? Because we haven't heard from you.
Oh, very encouraged. I mean, I didn't have any expectations that they were going to go in and win that game against a top 25 team when they have a new head coach and a kind of a new look roster. I mean, I don't think anybody thought that. So I was very encouraged. I thought they had a chance. I mean, I they could have came out in that second half and laid down and gotten blown out, and they did not. They came back, and absolutely, it was a game pretty much the whole entire game up until the last couple minutes. So I felt pretty good about it. I mean, you know, you got to go out and get the win Saturday. Like, I mean, I don't know much about Yale, but, you know, I would assume I would assume Ivy League, they've already, you know, they're 1-0, I assume, a different style than you're going to play. So you want to go out and jump on a team like that early and get that win. But I was very encouraged.
There's a man been rooting for the Tigers since he came out of the womb, okay? Mm-hmm. That's a true fan, as you know, John Martin. Mm-hmm. True fan of his teams. So there you go again. I think all the way around the board. I haven't heard somebody, you know, nobody's, I think, talking bad or worried after last night.
Oh, no.
I think most people encouraged.
It'd be a reach to feel like that. I mean,
so I think it's fact that it doesn't become opinion. Then that was a respectable, a solid performance that you take a lot of pros out of, a lot of, you know, a lot of positives out of.
There's no question about that. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. Draymond Green.
What in the?
Got suspended. Golden State.